Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Faisal. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We've got a good show today.
Well, we're going to talk about the secret weapon that wealthy Canadians use that most people don't know about in their total wealth plan. That sounds appealing. And I think people need to stick around for this. However, Trump or Biden, who's better for your investment portfolio?
Ooh, this is going to be a good show.
Huh?
This is going to be a good one.
Okay.
There's a lot of anxiety and stress coming in now. We'll get closer and closer to November. Yep. We're going to hear more and more of what's going on in the election. How's the campaign trail going? And then obviously who's going to win? And there's a lot of issues coming out from that and people are concerned. And so, yeah, it'd be interesting to find out who's better for your investments, Trump or Biden.
Okay. And then let's talk about what's the real issue with interest rates?
What do you mean?
Well, you've seen markets this week again responding to stronger than expected economic data and quite frankly, a little bit stronger than expected inflation data, particularly in the United States, right?
Yep. Yep.
I think it's specific to the US at this point. What's the real issue with this? What's the market responding to? Is it bad? Are higher interest rates bad? Are they okay? Where do they need to go? What's the real issue here?
So when you ask those kind of questions, what position are you taking? Like when you ask that question, so when you say is interest rates bad, who are you talking to? Are you talking to an economist? Are you talking to a politician? Who are you addressing that question to?
So there's really, it's an excellent question. I think there's two positions that I frequently have conversations about, personal and economic.
Okay.
Okay. And they're very different. So for instance, are high interest rates bad for savers, for retirees that have savings?
Because the question is kind of to define what the word high means. Okay. Higher than today's. It was
yeah.
today's a few years ago? We'll is say. Today's interest is rates bad?
Right.
Okay. Who you ask that question
let's,
to?
Let's take it from the perspective of a saver, a person in retirement that's got money and savings.
So you're transitioning to, you're less than 10 years away from retirement. Yep. You're going to approach retirement.
Right.
And interest rates are higher.
Yeah. Is that bad?
That's a good thing.
Why is it good?
Well, your guaranteed rates of return out there, mm-hmm. Canadian bonds, U.S. Treasury, GICs in Canada, are at a high rate. Because the interest rates are high, so your interest rate to receive that or the amount of risk-free rate, it's easier to get those kinds of rates of return.
Right. Okay. So personally, there could be people benefiting from it, higher interest rates. Got it. Yeah. But hang on a second, because I also hear, Faisal, but my kid can't buy a house.
Ah. Now, that's not about you. That's about your kids. And I've had a few conversations with clients and listeners of this show this week about that situation. We all know the government's put out some different policies recently about mortgages, amortization, first home savings accounts, so on and so forth. And so parents are worried about their adult children getting into the housing market or staying in the housing market and higher interest rates than when they first got the mortgage or what it was a few years ago is not very attractive.
Right.
In fact, it's concerning. To many.
Right.
And so when you take it from that perspective, higher interest rates are bad.
Let's go back to the saver for a minute. Okay. I've got all my money, non-registered money in GICs paying 5%. But I'm paying way more tax this year than I was 2 years ago. Isn't that bad?
Yes.
Because it could be tax inefficient, right?
Correct. So tax is an issue with higher guaranteed rates and you outside of an RSP and TFSA have higher tax exposure.
Right.
100% correct. Here's what the other problem is. What some people assume is that we can have high interest rates and low inflation. Mm-hmm. So we can have 6-7% interest rates in GICs, but have a 1-2% inflation rate.
Right.
Generally not true.
Right.
Generally not true.
Now you're talking about economics and monetary policy.
I'm talking about also investments.
Right.
If you're having a higher guaranteed rate of return, let's look at GICs as a barometer, then it's telling you that inflation is still pretty high.
Or it could be telling you that whoever is making the guarantee, their credit quality is low.
Correct. Well, taking GICs as an example.
Okay.
Okay. Gotcha. So let's take GICs as an example.
Right.
In this case, if interest rates are at 5% for a 1 year, that's basically saying that inflation is higher than normal.
Right.
So the what you need to do is make money on an after inflation basis.
Right.
And so when people say, oh, I'm happy that I got 5%, what did you get after inflation?
Right.
If your inflation rate is 4, you've made 1% before you even paid tax. Right. And I've said this many times over the last 15 years we've been doing this show. Sometimes GICs is a way to go broke safely.
Right.
And so there still needs exposure to other types of asset classes that can beat that rate of return without taking substantially high risk, or you need to take the risk to get those kind of rates of return. So it's not always from a saver's perspective to have high interest rates is a good thing, yes, but there's also other problems because of high interest rates.
And that's where I wanted to pause this, because we could go on about this forever. So we said personally, right, taking from a personal perspective, what's the issue with high interest rates? And I think what I want people to take away from this is what it means to them is it depends on the situation you're in. Okay. And there's good elements and there's bad elements to all aspects of it, right? You can benefit on one side, but it can create a problem on the other side. And so I think people need to, we need to step back and we first of all have to say, when I'm responding to this idea of higher interest rates, am I coming at it from a personal perspective? And what's the problem I'm experiencing? Because then you can find alternatives, right? Different ways, different strategies to protect against that. If I'm benefiting from it, terrific. Take advantage of that when you can. Now let's talk about, take our personal cap off in a minute, and let's talk about, we're now economists and we're central bankers, right? Responsible for monetary policy.
There's a reason why interest rates have gone up as fast as they have.
Right.
Because inflation was almost double digits in this country.
Right.
And so you need to raise interest rates to a point where you start to diminish demand, and that will slow down the economy.
Right.
When you ask for higher interest rates, be careful what you ask for.
Right.
Because at some point, higher interest rates will equal a recession.
Right. And that's what the central banks are trying to manage right now, right? How much demand can we take out of the system to bring prices down so it's stable, right? And price stability, right? What that gives us from an economics perspective is some certainty, right? So if you're a business owner, you can now make some decisions about what you're going to invest in and what you're not going to invest in. If you're a person that wants to buy a house, and I've got some stability in the, you know, in the economy and the interest rates, I know what I'm going to be paying, right? And that's what central banks are trying to achieve, is that notion of price stability from an inflation perspective. But in the U.S., there's a dual mandate, right? This idea of jobs. Does the U.S. Federal Bank want to kill jobs? Is that their mandate? No. They're not trying to kill jobs. What they're trying to do is balance the economy so that it's not too strong or too weak, right? That's the job of the central banks worldwide, is to create that balance, the stability, right? That
stability.
People and businesses need.
What do you want in an economy, regardless of what nation you're in? You want an economy that's growing. You want to have a low unemployment rate.
Yeah.
And you want to have price stability.
Right.
Those three things are your biggest drivers for an economy. So as interest rates change, you want to make sure that's happening.
Right.
Now, short term, month to month, quarter to quarter, maybe even year over year, it may not be that stable.
Right.
But longer term projected, 3, 5, 7, 10 years, you're going to get that kind of stability. And that's where the opportunity is
right. Right. And so what does it mean for individuals? Well, you have to think about why central banks are doing it. How does that impact you personally? Certainly some people are being hurt by this. Some people are benefiting from it. You need to make adjustments given the environment that you're in, right? To both protect and profit from whatever that environment may be.
One of the biggest risks to your retirement is inflation. And so we're going to have our upcoming seminars in two locations on April 16th, 7 p.m. at the Silver Springs Golf Course, and in Lethbridge on May 7th, at the Sandman Signature Hotel. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Join us after the break to talk about the number one super weapon for wealth planning that is not being discussed and few people understand. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.